I think the frustration for Falcon fans, just across the board, is I wish we were talking about winning. Playoffs.
Right.
Special performances. How excited. And we are excited. But we're right now, we're in the midst of, you just killed my draft buzz, man. I mean, like, I had this incredible feeling like, hey, look what we did. We went Edge. We went Georgia.
Right.
We went SEC. Man, look at this. And then this happens, and it's, oh, Dukes, what's going on in Atlanta? What happened? Oh, man, y'all screwed up again. So, Mike, that's the part where it seems like we're always fighting, right?
Yep, and that's why I joked around. I said, man, I've been a football fan like most guys are listening, and ladies, my whole life. Never seen a team get dinged for more stupid stuff than the Falcons, which gets back to, are we just a dysfunctional organization? Now, in answer to your first question, I thought that Jeff handled it as best you could. You know, I think if it was Cooper DeJean who got pranked, I don't think anybody would give a rat's butt. But in this case, as I said, this thing has become such a, I don't know, fine-tuned argument from ESPN that everything that's wrong in the world of sports is all right there, the lightning rod. No, I mean, yeah, there were some teams that had agendas, and certainly, you know, Deion didn't really help with some of the decisions they made. Probably should have had an agent. And then this Ulbricht's kid makes a really, you know, just dumb decision, you know, a terrible decision he's going to have to live with. And dad, I tell you what, I mean, that's going to be making things a little rough with the relationship with my dad if you and I would do that. Of course, you and I knew when we were younger not to mess with dad's money. But getting back to Ulbricht, Carl, all he could do is what he did. Handle it like a man, take responsibility for it. And you can tell he's emotional about it because it's a tough situation to be in.
It is. And we're going to let you hear what he said. And again, apologizing to Mr. Blank. And, you know, look, the last thing Jeff Ulbricht, and I'll say this because this is what I do know about him. I will tell you, I don't know about his private life, and nor do I want to. I do know that the last thing he wants to do in coming in here and being the new DC under Raheem Morris is be a distraction. He doesn't want to do that. And he's tried his best not to do it, which his actions weren't the distraction, but he has to answer for it. And so, you know, all the stuff about what's going on in his personal life, I don't care. I'll be honest with you. All I care about is what we're doing, Mike, on the field, right, how good this defense is going to be, and whether or not, you know, come week 10, Mike, we're in here killing Jeff, or we're praising him for the way that this defense is played. Like, that's all I care about. And it's a shame that he comes in here as a new hire again, and I want to give him the space, Mike, to prove to us this is not him and Dan Quinn anymore. This is Jeff Ulbricht, who left, who was an interim head coach, who's been a DC now in other places, and he wants to prove that he can get this job done and turn this defense around, and I want to give him the space to do that. But when you have to deal with stuff like this, it's hard.
Well, like I said, I hope he manages our defense better than he manages his information, okay, because this is brutal. You know, and as we said, it's just a silly thing to have to be involved in. But I do think that – I don't think it's worth $250,000.
Okay.
I don't think it's worth $100,000. I've had folks say if this was in the real world in business, other guys say, oh, no, it's personal information. He's not even a Falcon employee. If you want to say at the time, he wasn't even an NFL employee. You know,
I mean,
if you want to get into semantics about it, you know, it's a guy in another, yet to be assigned by another organization. But again, because ESPN, as I said, it's finely tuned because they know exactly how to play down to the lowest common denominator of their core audience. Let's dumb this thing down. Let's make it all about race. Let's make this all about the NFL is racist. And the guy, I mean, Cam Ward is a black quarterback, went first round. This young man has played the system for $5 million in NIL, as well he should, because I felt these guys should make money in college for years. But to turn this into somehow his life is irrevocably damaged, it's ridiculous. I mean, now he's got to look. Yes, there's a longer road, Carl, he's got to navigate. No one debates that.
Right.
But if he's the man that you think he is and Mel Kiper is, he's going to get there. So let's just chill out and have some perspective on this. But because the NFL, tail wags the dog, ESPN loses their mind over this, they've exacted their pound of flesh. So if you think that Jeff Ulbricht is an idiot, he just cost him $100,000. You know, this is not his son. You can't go after the son. There's nothing to do there. And stop with death threats and crazy talk, people. Okay? It's just a young, immature person who made a terrible decision. You know? And I'll tell you what, man. I mean, he's going to be living, I would imagine he'll be dealing with this for a long time.
I know kids who have done worse, and they've moved on. Nobody died.
Right.
No. Okay.
Right. This isn't a kid getting behind the wheel, you know, and wrecking a car, you know, because he shouldn't be behind it. This is just, it's stupid. It was dumb, you know, and again, and the consequences, because it's your dad's money you're messing with, making it, for me, just on a human level, 10 times worse than that sense. But as Carl said, nobody died.
No. I know kids who have done worse, and they've gone on to do successful and been great in life. And so you learn from it, man, and that's what I'm hoping. As a Falcon fan, I'm so over the other stuff, and I just want us to be good, Mike, where we're talking about, man, have you seen the Falcons? Have you watched how good they – like, that's the stuff that I want to get to. I'm over the last 7 years of this other stuff.
Right. I mean, everything from, you know, fake noise pumped into the Georgia Dome. What? Who does that? You know, Carl and I joked around. I forgot that was a fifth rounder in our amazing 2016 draft. That same draft, which I always gush over with Debo and Keanu and DeMondre and Hoop and all those guys. Who knows? Maybe we would have had one more secret ingredient, Carl, to put us over the top. You know, when we lost, who was it? It was Alford had the pick. Desmond Trufant. When Trufant went down, maybe we would have picked up somebody who had done better than Jalen Collins that the Patriots picked up. We'll never know.
Well, even the Kirk Cousins stuff, Mike, that cost us draft picks.
Yes, a fifth round pick. You know, I mean, it was $350,000 and a fifth-round pick for the fake noise in 15 that was resulted in the 16 draft. You know, you talked about the Kirk Cousins because what? And again, that whole legal, illegal tampering thing is ridiculous. And that, you can, by the way, you can thank Jim Florio, Mike Florio, I should say, in Pro Football Talk. He was banging the drum on that for a week.
He was.
About the Falcons need to pay.
Yeah. Did they contact him before it was time?
For what? We're the only freaking team calling him. I mean, we're the only. It wasn't like, oh, the Falcons snaked the so-and-sos with that illegal phone call. It's the stupidest thing. But you're right. And now we're waiting to see if Kirk Cousins will be on this roster, and hopefully we can get down to the A, scoring a ton of points and kicking the other team's tail with this new-look defense where hopefully Ulbrich's going to put together.
All right, you're going to hear from Jeff coming up. Also, our offensive coordinator, Zach Robinson, spoke today, so you will hear him as well. And look, this was a defensive-centric type draft, right? I mean, you basically picked four defenders and an offensive lineman. Mm. But Zach still has a lot of work, Mike, that's in front of him when you talk about how this is going to look. Now, I said last year, I think the playbook was limited with Kirk's inability to move the way that, you know, they wanted him to.
Right.
And I think you're going to see, like, it's going to look new, but it's not. It was there last year. They just couldn't run it because the quarterback couldn't execute it. And so I think with Penix, Mike, and his mobility, and you saw a little bit of this at the end, guys, right, the rollouts, the play actions, him using his legs, that stuff now you can add back into these play calling. You couldn't do that at the beginning of the season last year.
It's funny because, you know, we always have like the glass half. If anybody's questioning Michael Penix, you're not even a Falcon fan. Are you just a provocateur who wants to be a wise ass on the text line?
A provocateur.
And nobody likes those people. But no, I mean, in a small sample size, you know, the Giants game, we won it. Now, granted, you know, Kyle Pitts didn't help him play, you know, volleyball with a pass. It should have been if not a first down, at least close to a touchdown. He threw a bad pick in the Commanders game, but he came back and did you enough to win the game. He throws a laser. Go back and watch that ball that he puts right in Pitts' gut. Right? Right there. Boom. Goes through traffic. And then you and I love what he does against Carolina. In another game we should have won, defense fell apart, where he tries to connect with Drake London.
Yeah.
And then they're talking jive back and forth. Comes right back to it. That's something Matt Ryan and Julio could never get done.
I agree. Like, we wanted to see it.
I mean, these are things that happen, guys, if you're looking for something to build up, if you're in your mind for next year.
Throw it again. How many times have you said that? Like, right. You're watching a game at home or you're at the stadium. Throw it again.
I mean, that's like that's like something out of a movie, right? You're in the huddle, like Willie Beeman is, hey, man, I got this jump. Give me the rock. No, man, you can't. I said I got it. And then you do it, and he gets a touchdown.
It's beautiful. Jamal hits us up. He says, put him up, see Dukes. Follow Mike at Mike Bell ATL. I'm laughing because I know this is true. He says, Dukes, I'll say this. Ulbrich has no room to mess up. The minute he drops Rook into coverage, we're calling for his head.
Well, you know, it better not be Rook.
Is that funny? Because yeah. how many times have we seen something like that where we're like, why is Judon covering this guy down the field?
Yes, it's like we used to do this all the time with Vic Beasley. But that's the Dan Quinn. Now, again, that was a 4-3 with 3-4 tendencies. But in this case, you're right. And Judon was always noticeable when he wasn't doing anything with his red sleeves. You know, look at Mr. Red Sleeves over there in the flat.
Very noticeable.
Accomplishing nothing.
Very noticeable.
I will say this. He did have a great breakup when the running back released in Tampa. I think it was Bucky Irving. He covered him. He did break it. He did break up that pass to help secure that win down. It happened right in front of us. But that's nine times out of ten, you're just a guy lost in space when you're dropping back that. You're right. That guy that should be getting after the quarterback.
It just makes me laugh because
that'll be Jalen Walker. That won't be Rook.
But that's fine because Walker can run. So can Pierce. But it's one of those things that's a Falcon fan right there. Because you know, it's like I'm waiting for the moment to see why is my big defensive tackle dropping back in coverage. And right. We're going to be – you'll call us Monday and go, I know y'all saw it. Yeah, we did.
Hey, speaking of funny texts on Twitter, by the way, Carl's put him up. C-Dukes, I'm Mike Bell, ATL, from Joe Mama. He goes, hey, Mike and Carl, make Ulbrich sit through a cybersecurity webinar. He'd probably rather pay the fine.
I agree. Have you? Well, we have to do that stuff.
Oh, my God. These Odyssey videos that they do, you literally want to.
We have
to
do that
seriously,
stuff.
And yeah. You can't cheat it. You got to be watching it. You can't just do something else on your computer.
No. It's almost feel like you're being watched, right? Because you try to scroll. You feel like you try to scroll through to answer.
It should take 45 seconds to read this paragraph.
Yeah, and you're like, why can't I get through? And it's like screaming at you. And then I feel like there's a dude on the other end just looking at me. You didn't read that.
And not to put any proprietary information out there, but anybody who's out there who works in corporate or any business has to do these things Carl and I are talking about. They try to make these things funny. And they fail miserably because every one of these training videos.
Who are these actors, by the way?
They have these actors. And if you notice, Oren and Day Day, every one of these videos, they have their own version of the Zach Galifianakis character. The fat guy with the beard who's going to be the offbeat. No, not funny. Just tell me the freaking information. Give me the 5-question test and let me get on with my life.
I love it, though. Hey, Joyce. How's your morning going? I mean, it's just, it's so funny to
me. You know, this deal seems too good to be true, but I will give them my personal information. Click.
Yeah.
Those videos kill me now.
We have to go through them, but you're right about that. I mean, if you have to sit and watch 3 hours of that, totally. Right. Hey, man, we're talking about Jeff Ulbrich, the fine. You're going to hear what he told the media today and basically talking to Falcon Nation as well. 404-726-0929. That's on the way in the 5 o'clock hour. Brian Baldinger, NFL Network, Baldy, is going to stop by in the 4 o'clock hour. He really liked what we did, too. And look, it's not a coincidence that all of these guys who either you should know or respect when it comes to the draft rooms and certainly breaking down draft picks and certainly prospects, that they love what we did. I don't think that's a coincidence. And that's not everybody. The Falcons not calling everybody and going, hey, we'd really like it if you said we did a good job.
Yeah, I mean. There's some websites. I saw this the other day. One guy just hit me up who's a Falcon fan and said, no, you see the Fox Sports breakdown? Again, I don't even know who some of these writers are. These guys providing content. But, of course, we got to fail. Okay, great. We got to fail. Steelers got to fail. Steelers didn't have all the draft picks to work with in the first place.
No.
But in the case of the Falcons, it goes anywhere from A- to C-. And as we said, it's such a stupid thing that everybody, it's perfunctory. Every sports journalist has to go put together these grades. And you don't know what these guys are going to be.
I don't grade. That's why I don't do it. I mean, look, the idea that I can tell you right now who won the draft is stupid. Because I don't know. I don't know who's going to shine. I don't know who's going to rise out of. Mike, we might have an undrafted free agent that might be one of the better players in this draft. Undrafted guy comes in and makes a difference, and you're willing to tell me that we won or lost the draft, or you're giving the Falcons an A. The only thing I can give them an A on is they did what they needed to do when it comes to needs.
Right, and they went and got, first off, yes, through the luck of the draw, they didn't screw it up, because maybe some teams wouldn't have taken Jalen Walker. We'd have been a riot at the Falcons headquarters.
Easily.
You got the best player available, and he was the guy, slam dunk. There is a risk involved with Pierce just because there wasn't a general consensus he was that guy amongst all experts. So, I mean, everyone thought, yes, Jalen Walker, everyone agrees he's the dude. Not everyone agrees with Pierce, and that's why the grades vary.